the stonework of the chancel wall is clearly different to that of the nave wall.
The vertical line of ashlars between the rightmost chancel window and the other two shows that the chancel was extended at one time, with the quoins at the east end of the earlier chancel being reused within the walls of the extension. There's a horizontal row of green sand blocks in the earlier part of the chancel wall, with the rightmost chancel window and the flints on its left appearing to have cut through this line.
The essentially identical appearance of the three lancet windows of the chancel shows that they must have been inserted at the same time.
The style of these windows is early English of the 13th century. The right-hand window breaks through the horizontal course of stone blocks, showing that it had been inserted into the original chancel wall, almost certainly replacing an earlier window. The sills of that earlier window would have been laid on the horizontal course of ashlars, implying that it was not a lancet window and most likely Anglo-Norman like the nave windows. This suggests that the original chancel was built around the middle of the 12th century. So the visual evidence is that there were three major stages in the evolution of the building. In stage one, the nave wall extended as far as the line of ashlars at the west end of the chancel. In stage two, a chancel was built extending to the ashlars between the middle and west chancel lancets. In stage three, involved the chancel being extended to its present state. We know that the nave was built in the early 12th century. The earlier chancel, which may have replaced an apse, dates from about 1140 and was extended to about double its length in 1230, when the nave roof was also raised. The lancets in the chancel were inserted during the second extension, the one to the right almost certainly replacing one, but possibly more, Anglo-Norman windows. We'll now take a look at the flintwork in the north wall.